this morning. If the health service in England was to continue delivering care the way it currently is, there will be a funding gap of £30 billion between last year and 2021. So I'm asking you, how should the NHS save money? 0845 6060 973. Had a very emotional call from Jan just before the break, who was very strongly objecting to, I suppose, one of the ways the NHS can save money, which is closing hospitals, and making a very strong case as for why you wouldn't want to do that, i.e. you'll have more people dying of strokes when they need to get to A&E. But then how about this? How about this as an idea? People should be charged a £10 monthly membership fee for using the NHS, alongside no less, hotel-style charges for hospital stays. Not my words, you'll be pleased to know, but the words of a think tank, Reform, a sort of centre-right think tank. This is a report they put out this morning, co-authored by the former Labour Health Minister, Lord Warner. And they're proposing, and to be honest, I think they're partly trying to ruffle feathers, get a discussion going, get the ball rolling. I can't imagine any mainstream politician backing this. But what they're proposing is, every resident in the UK would gain NHS membership at a monthly fee of £10, which would be collected alongside council tax. It would give you slightly more services than we have at the moment. It would allow you to have an annual MOT, which at the moment I believe some people who are at risk are invited to have. For example, if you're of a certain age where they think you might have a certain kind of, ovarian cancer or something like that. If you're a lady, man of a certain age, prostate cancer and so on. But this would be for everyone. You'd be able to have an annual MOT. But otherwise, it wouldn't be paying for anything that we don't get at the moment. Extra £10 a month on your council tax bill. This is what they're suggesting. They would say there would be an exemption for people receiving free prescriptions. Now, as I say, I can't imagine that any mainstream politician at the moment would actually seriously propose this, but it is being discussed. And it is all an attempt to answer the question, how should the NHS save money? Because I think even if you really strongly agree with the principle of the NHS, as I do, as most people do, at what point does it stop eating up so much of our resources? We are a growing population, we're an ageing population, there are more long-term conditions, and there is a stagnant budget. So what do you do to save the NHS money? 0845 6060 973. Almost half of all politicians, this is another story out this morning, I told you there are a lot of them, almost half of all politicians believe the NHS may no longer be free at the point of need if pressing issues facing the health service are not tackled. Trying to tackle some of those issues with you this morning. You can text me.